This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. My name is Emma Davis. Now to the details. The Bank of Ghana says it is expecting newly registered credit bureau companies to use their robust technology and modern tools to enhance the country's credit rating scores. The central bank has granted a provisional license to My Credit Score Company, a wholly owned Ghanaian credit rating bureau, this year to support banks with accessing clients for various loans and credit facilities. Speaking at the launch of the Ghana Global Financial Infrastructure Program Phase 2, Second Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, LC Ado Awaji, described the development as a game changer, saying it will provide efficient credit record system for the financial sector.
This new entrant comes with a lot more technology and a lot more sort of operational capacity to be able to provide more granular and more robust credit scoring for lenders using the same information available in the credit reporting system. And so we're hoping that that would be a big change in the credit reporting market.
Now, economist Professor Godfred Bokpin has advised the National Pension Regulatory Authority to reduce its exposure to government debt by limiting its exposure to not more than 10% of its assets. According to him, such a step will reduce the impact of a domestic debt exchange restructuring program on pensioners. Professor Bokpin gave the advice at a stakeholder forum to ascertain the impact of debt exchange program on the pension sector.
The idea is that given what has happened with the domestic debt exchange, I think there's a need to allow pensions to diversify off government portfolio. Because even if you look at almost all the other investment they do, they end up with a certain pot where the government is still the dominant off-taker and all of that, and it's not helpful. And that is why we are making specific recommendations about increasing the cap from 5% to 10%.
Economist Professor Godfred Bokpin there. President for the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, Sarah Ghosh, is urging members to continuously develop their skills to add value to their organizations. This, she said, is key to adopt to the new technologies evolving around the world. She spoke to Joy Business at the CIMA President's dinner.
Technology is coming in to actually help us understand more about the data and to actually analyse and answer questions at much more rapid pace. So we as a profession are looking at how we can upskill and really have that digital mindset to help us understand the technologies and how we can apply them in our organisations and help decision makers make the right decisions and be informed with the information they're presented with using technology.
Sarah Ghosh is the president for the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants. Moving on, the Qua Research and Manufacturing Limited company is advising its consumers to be wary of fake products in the market from people parading themselves to be employees of the company. According to Chief Executive Officer Dr. Samuel Ato Duncan, the company's products are produced with the utmost care and the strictest quality controls. He said the company is willing to deepen engagements with its consumers. He was speaking at a press conference.
Inferior product can only be determined by FDA. So any product that has been registered by FDA, we are not saying it's inferior. It may be raised for other purposes that you may know. But those products should not be used. They should not use our brand to sell theirs. That is what I'm trying to talk about. But once, if you have something, because when you are marketing Kua, you never look for anybody to say, oh, our product works like ABCD. You were able to produce scientific data and parameters regarding the use of our product, and evidence-based research was done and that sort of thing, and that is what is promoting the brand. And saying that Atudan can train us, that is not true. I've never trained anybody. That should be clear.
Samuel Atu Duncan is the chief executive of Safakwa Research and Manufacturing Limited Company. That's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection.